We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no job.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, we hear from a voter in the rural middle America community type.
Bonnie Foster, and my age is 60, and I am in Casper, Wyoming. Casper has been around since the 1800s, and it was started out as an agricultural community and then has grown into the energy capital of the state for quite some time. The biggest issue right now is the economy. And part of it is, you know, we've had the ebb and flow with oil and gas for years. But what is different this time is it has affected coal with all the rules and regulations that have come down from the Obama administration on coal. We have had over 600 coal mining jobs that have been lost. And that affects three counties drastically. 600 jobs in three counties is quite a bit if you take that times the people. So, yes, the boom and bust as far as oil and gas, we've gone through it a time or two, but this time there's coal on top of it, and coal is going to be very much affected by who the next president is.
To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head over to thetakeaway.org/voter.